Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
U ono vrijeme,
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?"
Kolika će istom riječ Gospodnja.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Draga braćo i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters, in today's Gospel, we continue to meditate on the speech on the mountain. While yesterday and the day before the yesterday in the Gospels we read about the humble deeds, about the alm, the prayer and the fasting, today's and tomorrow's Gospel speak to us and advise us how to treat material goods. And the first warning, the first advice we find in today's Gospel is that we should not fill the treasure for ourselves on earth where the moth or decay will destroy it, but that we should be longing for the heaven for the treasure in heaven. What is that supposed to mean? Each man is characterized according to what he is directed towards. Every human heart within carries a certain treasure. Every human heart carries a certain longing towards something. And exactly those longings are encouraging certain deeds in man's life. That is why it is very important that those longings are always right and that treasure is placed at the right place. If we look in the better way, today's world and the time in which we are living, then we can clearly see that human gaze is very much conditioned by the criteria of the visible and of the convincing. We reject everything that we cannot touch, everything that seems not to have any relationship towards reality. And exactly as the consequence of that, there is desire always to be stronger, always to have more. It is not about today's Gospel that we should not be ambitious, nor we need to be against advancement or against success, but uncontrolled desire for rising very often can be closing and isolating of men from the rest of the world. It can be obstacle to genuine communion and to sincere love towards other people. Desire to become greater, to become stronger, to become healthier, more productive. Sometimes this desire can become a religion. It can become a religion where the principle can be applied. If one author said, if we succeed, God is with us. If we do not succeed, we've sinned. That is why for us faithful, it is of providential importance to understand the purpose of our life, to understand where does our earthly life head, and with our gaze already now directed towards the goal to live and to act in our everyday life. Jesus has shown us the way. Jesus has given us the example, so we would do that to one another. And that is why, as one of the examples of the most perfect examples in that following of Jesus Christ, what is given to us is the example of Saint Francis. Saint Francis, in his poverty as much as in everything else, was inspired in the poor and in the humble Jesus Christ. The one who became similar to people, he became Francis' permanent inspiration. And that inspiration becomes his fervent desire, always and again, more and more, that he is freed and delivered from everything that bonds him, from everything that enslaves him, so he would be able to freely meet other people. He does not renounce of everything, for he thought that material is the essential evil. He makes decisions in accordance to what he felt in his heart. So that should be his mission. The same principle can be applied in our lives. Recognizing of our mission should be a motto in our life decisions. Otherwise, we would be in the temptation that the one who is poor is calling the rich one as the Pharisee, and automatically he reveals and discovers his identity that always points finger at someone else. Material should not be essentially evil, but the measure in which material would enslave us and would make us far from others, the measure in which material is no longer serving to us, but we start to serve to that, that should be the question that we more often should ask and raise in our lives. To be genuinely poor, it means to be freed, so we would be able to be free for the other, to serve to the others, to feel and to see the needs of the others, to be there at the disposal, which means to be the instrument in God's hands. It means to be the part of the saving plan for this, and means that even though if we work in this life, we should be collecting the treasure in this world that no thief can steal away from us. In the continuation of the Gospel, Jesus says, "Eye is the lamp to the body. If your eye is clear, your body is going to be the same. If your eye is darkened, there shall be darkness in your heart too." In the first centuries of the Christianity, there were church fathers who were writing, and they were saying that God is light, and God is the being, and they described darkness as non-being, as the absence of the being, of the beauty and of goodness. When to non-being we give attention, that the being deserves what is twisted out is the role of darkness and of the light. Darkness is sucking us in. Darkness is driving us away. It reduces our visibility, and slowly we will lose the true way. We will lose the touch with what is good and what is beautiful. But if we, in our own life, we have not get to know the beauty of the light, it is normal that the person that shines, that carries the beauty, would seem far strange to us and different. If I carry darkness in my life, then through the prism of that darkness, I would essentially have to gaze towards other people. The person that is in light, we can accept it in two ways. We can accept it that it may shine in our lives, or to look at it as the one that is in our eyes and turn away our head from it. That is why we, if we can say that, we who got to know Jesus, God, we who have seen and who have experienced the light in our lives, let us not allow to fall into negative perception of the world. Perhaps we will not be able to change the others, but if we open our hearts, then in our hearts Christ may shine, then we as the example would be able to shine to others. That is our task. Even though we would be weak, maybe sometimes sinful, we would be the hand of salvation to other people, to be as the as the glass to absorb the light that is put into the light, but not to keep it for ourselves, but to allow it that it may go through us, that it may shine to the world, that it may shine to other people. Dear brothers and sisters, this Eucharist is the place, is this the moment of true Christ presence. Christ indeed is present among us. This Eucharist is the place, it is the moment of the presence of the One who with His light enlightens our darknesses, who with His grace is clearing our gaze, and who with His love is enabling our heart to love in the way He loved men, and that is to give completely ourselves for the others. That is why each Holy Mass, each Holy Eucharist is deeply imprinted in human hearts. It is celebrated at the altar and it is lived in the everyday life. Every Eucharist enters into human life. It is encouraging him to go to the world, to love without prejudice, without any differences, to love just as Jesus did. Blessed Virgin Mary, she opened to the work of that love. Blessed Virgin Mary opened to the work of the Holy Spirit within her. She said her readiness. She was the one who said her yes. And through that yes, she allowed that from the impossible, possible may become in her womb. That is why here in this place, through her intercession, let us open ourselves, our hearts, that Christ may fill it with His love, and through Mary's intercession, that we may be prepared to say our yes, that Christ, that God, may do impossible. In that hope, may Jesus be praised.